mobile and on digital radio. This is Capital News.
From Global's Newsman Ace, I'm Tim John in Leicester Square.
And I'm Anna Harding in Hayes in West London, where the Global Academy gets its official royal opening this morning. It's the media school founded and supported by Capital's owner Global. And Prince William, Kate and Prince Harry are here as part of their Heads Together campaign, which is all about mental health. The students here get lessons on that every week. They say it's really important.
Prince William opening up about how he feels about his mum dying, and Prince Harry and all of them talking about it. And I think it's a really good thing that they open up and tell everyone.
And we've created projects showing people about making them aware about the whole aspect of mental health.
Well, as you can probably hear behind me, there's a real buzz of excitement around the building as the finishing touches are made to make sure everything is spot on for this royal visit. Students are being briefed, security are making the final checks, along with the police sniffer dogs. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry are arriving here a little bit later on.
Thanks, Anna. Well, the latest figures show one in four people will experience a mental health problem. James Arthur has and tells Capital it's important to support each other.
I always just say, like, if you haven't heard from a friend from while or they've gone quiet, drop them a text and just say you okay. Just let them know that you're there. I think just be there for them. Let them know that you're there as much as you can.
There's lots more info on the Global Academy at capitalfm.com.
On 106.2 FM, online, on your mobile and on digital radio, this is London's Heart.
It's 8 o'clock. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Anna Harding at the Global Academy in Hayes, where the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, along with Prince Harry, will be officially opening the media school founded and supported by Heart's owner Global. There's so much excitement in the air here, with all the finishing touches being made to make sure everything's ready for the arrival of their Royal Highnesses. The teams have been briefed, security's tight, with police sniffer dogs checking out the building. William, Catherine and Harry are speaking to students later about the work they're doing around mental well-being as part of their Heads Together campaign. They'll be speaking to students about the importance of having conversations around mental health.
In the past couple of months we had well-being, and we've created projects and kind of produced different ways of showing people about making them aware about the whole aspect of mental health.
I think it's good that everyone opens up about it, and I think it should just be a thing that everyone can talk about.
Latest figures show one in four people will experience a mental health problem. Joe Irwin from Croydon's been speaking to Heart about her battle with anxiety and depression.
Well, panic attacks. I was having sort of one, two a day when things were really bad for me, which was pretty hard. And then I kind of got myself out of it and I was fine for ages. And then last summer, that really hit a bit of a wall all over again, and just had this real overwhelming sense of just wanting to completely and utterly run away. It was more than being worried. It was more than feeling down. It was just a real, like, wanting to escape.
And you can get more info about today's official launch of the Global Academy at hearts.co.uk. Now back to Ashley Carroll in the studio. He has the rest of the day's news.
This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the Global Academy, the media school founded and supported by LBC's owner Global, is getting an official royal opening later. LBC's Anna Harding has more from the Academy in West London.
Excitement is building here at the Academy in Hayes, West London, in anticipation of the arrival of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry. The sniffer dogs have been on site checking everything's ready for their arrival, and it's all part of the Royal Highness's Heads Together campaign, which aims to remove the stigma around mental health. Simon Collins is the principal and tells LBC the students are taught about mental well-being as part of their weekly lessons.
I was really keen that physical and mental well-being went together. So we created a curriculum that actually had an extra hour of mental health as well as physical health. And the two things, as you combine them together, actually creates a better, well-rounded individual.
Figures suggest 9 out of 10 people with mental health problems experience stigma and discrimination. These students from the Academy will be joining Nick Ferrari in a roundtable discussion with the Royals about the importance of having a conversation about mental health.
I think we need to get help for people who have it, but also the families who are supporting the sufferers. It's important that they all get help so they can all understand it and support each other.
Well, I'm hoping to sort of raise awareness about mental health and talk about, like, maybe our own opinions on mental health.
The day will finish with an assembly where William, Catherine and Harry will officially open the Global Academy. Anna Harding, LBC, at the Global Academy in Hayes, West London.
And you can find out more about Heads Together and the Global Academy at lbc.co.uk.
Good Good morning on FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. This is Heart. It's 6 o'clock. Let's get the latest.
First this morning, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry will officially open the Global Academy this morning, the media school founded and supported by Heart's owner Global. It's part of the Royal Highness's Heads Together campaign to encourage conversations on mental well-being. Heart's Anna Harding reports from the Academy in West London.
The Academy, which opened its doors to the first students in September last year, gives young people a route into the media industry, teaching them the practical and technical skills needed in the real world, including talking about mental health.
We created a curriculum that actually had an extra hour of mental health as well as physical health. So everyone knows that they do PE at school, but what they don't do then is help the brain and the mind to work with the body. And the two things, as you combine them together, actually creates a better, well-rounded individual.
That's the principal of the Global Academy, Simon Collins. Well, Prince William, Catherine and Harry's Heads Together campaign aims to remove the stigma around mental health and for young people to be okay with talking about their feelings. Speaking at the official launch of the London Marathon yesterday, Harry explained why he felt compelled to open up about his own struggles dealing with the death of his mum, Princess Diana.
Now was the right time, you know, 20 years after our mother's death, for us to be able to share our experiences and say, you know what, it doesn't matter who you are, everybody has mental health. And the better you are sort of dealing with your mental fitness, the better person that you'll end up being.
Tom Madders from the charity Young Minds has told Heart the high-profile Heads Together campaign has really helped raise awareness of mental health.
These are things that we all experience, and having such high-profile individuals, and not just the princes, but the other celebrities who've so bravely spoken out, has really, really helped people to see this as something which affects everyone, that no matter who you are, you can be affected by mental health problems.
And you can find out more about the opening of the Global Academy at heart.co.uk, where you can also check out the Heads Together videos with the likes of Rio Ferdinand, Professor Green and Freddie Flintoff talking to the people who helped them with their mental health.